You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Camille. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hello?
Hello? You have reached emergency roadside assistance. Hi. You have reached emergency roadside assistance.
Yes. Yes.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I'm a human. Are you a human or is this a recording?
Yes, this is a human.
Okay, cool. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, I have a flat tire on my car. I have a spare, but I do not have a jack. Is this something that you can help me with?
Which tire is flat?
Front passenger side.
Can I get your name, please?
Nathan Dirksen.
Can you spell your last name, please?
D-I-R-K-S-E-N.
Can you please verify a good callback number for today's service?
720-745-2155.
Would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
No.
And you say your first name is spelled M as in Mike, A as in Alpha, S
No, Nathan. Nathan with an N. N-A-T-H-A-N. Nathan.
Okay, and your last name is spelled D as in Delta, U as in Uniform.
No,
R
D. Nope. D I R K S E N.
What is your policy number?
I don't know. Let me pull up the email, I guess. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Policy number 68444-56826.
Are there any letters or dashes in your policy number?
I don't think so, no. There may be a dash in between the 8 and the 4. There's a space, but there's no actual dash.
Okay.
I'm just reading it as is on the email that I have. Thank you.
What is your vehicle's VIN number?
I got it, dude.
T1BE32K75U556764.
Okay, and you said that's 4, T as in Tango, 1, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, 3, 2, K as in Kilo, 7, 5, U as in Uniform, 5, 5, 6, 7, 6, 4.
Yep.
Can you verify your address, please?
Yep, 3030 Folsom Street, Apartment C, Boulder, 80304.
Can you repeat that, please?
3030 Folsom Street, Apartment C, Boulder, Colorado, 80304.
What is your producer code and plan letter?
What? What does that even mean?
The producer code is usually a 5-digit number, and the plan letter is an alphabet.
Where would I find this information?
I'm not sure. It might be on a monthly statement.
Well, I just signed up for this on the 19th. I haven't received anything from them in the mail.
Okay.
What is the issue? Why do I have to come up with all of this information? Why can you not? Why is this taking so long? I've been on the phone for 46 minutes. I was on hold for like 35 minutes before I got to you. Why is this taking so long?
I'm not sure, and also, do you know the effective date of your membership?
Yeah, I dude, 11/19/2022 to 5/18/2023. Continuously renewed, subject to monthly premium payment. I just need the fucking roadside assistance that I am paying for. You're asking me so much information for no reason. I have Fred Loya insurance. I know that you know this. So why are you giving me the runaround?
I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I've given you more than enough information. I've given you my name, my address, my policy number, and my VIN number. Now, what other information do you need from me?
What is the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
2005 Toyota Camry. The color's beige. What else do you need to know from me?
Just a moment, please.
Yeah, I've been on the fucking phone for 47 minutes. I'm done with having moments for this. This should have taken 5 minutes.
What's
hurry up?
Said...
Oh my God, dude. Minutes.
What is the address to where your vehicle is currently located?
3030 Folsom Street. It's stuck in my driveway with a flat tire. Did the person not exchange any of this information to you? I explained everything to the first person. They put me on hold for 35 minutes. And now I'm answering all of the same questions for the second time. Now it has been 49 minutes and 12 seconds. Now do you see why I'm frustrated?
Yes, I can see why.
Yeah, so let's fucking hurry this shit up. I have given all of the information twice. I've told you where the car is 3 times. What else do you need from me?
If you choose to proceed, what payment options do you have available to you at this time?
I'm not paying. I'm not paying for this. It comes with my insurance that I already pay for. I'm not paying any money. You're going to send the fucking truck with the jack to jack my shit up, and I'm going to put the tire on, or I just wasted 50 minutes of my time. I'm not paying you any money. I was told that this service is included in my insurance. So if that's not the case, what are we doing?
Currently, your policy is showing that you're not covered. So if you were to decide to get the service, it would have to be
that I'm not covered.
Expense.
What are you talking about?
You can contact your
paid these people $71 on the 19th. Dude, you are lying to me.
I literally just gave you my policy number that they emailed me. What are you talking about?
You can contact your insurance company for more information. It could just be an error.